This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Governor Jared Polis has issued an executive order in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. The order aims at giving legal protection to people who come to Colorado for abortions, as well as providers here who serve out-of-state patients. The order says the state will not participate in any out-of-state investigations involving abortion providers or recipients as long as people follow state law. Workers at Denver's Meow Wolf are launching a unionization push, but face a long road ahead. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
Meow Wolf employees say 30% of workers have signed union cards. That's enough for them to file to have a vote to unionize, but they'll have to get a majority of workers to approve it before they can negotiate higher wages and working conditions. Nina Moldalski is a creative operator at Meow Wolf in Denver.
I feel like having this will make that a lot easier, and it'll create a much better sense of community and protection at my job.
In a statement, Meow Wolf says it, quote, respects our employees' right to organize. Denver workers may face a long battle. Meow workers in Santa Fe spent almost 2 years negotiating their first contract. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
President Joe Biden has tapped the CEO of Denver International Airport to lead the Federal Aviation Administration. Phil Washington was with DIA for less than a year. He previously served as CEO of RTD. You're listening to CPR News.